All right. Welcome, everyone. Akasha here, and I'm so, so pleased that you've decided to join us for this live event. And today on the Global Healing Series of Soul Purpose Awakening, we have Christopher Macklin. I was really blessed to get to meet Christopher and interview him, I think it's 6 years ago now. And when I did this one, I thought I was reaching out and going into my heart and really connecting with who would be perfect for this topic, who's really having a conversation about what's happening now. And even for those of us who've been preparing for this moment and doing our work and looking for those changes in the world, none of us really figured this was going to happen or how this was going to unfold. And so I was so pleased when I looked out again and saw that Christopher was doing something amazing called the Global Enlightenment Project and still doing his amazing healing work. And so I'm really excited today that he's here, and we're going to talk about divine healing for these challenging times. And he is going to do some a healing for all of us, and we're going to take a few questions in the chat window. So anytime you feel like you have a question, you can stick it in the chat, and after the healing, then you can comment and we'll share that. So let's take a quick peek at what's up with Christopher. This is where you go if you happen to find us and you're not on the list and you want to get all the free gifts and you want to get all of the videos in one place. Of course, this is free, 100% free. It's on my YouTube. It's on my podcast. There's nothing to worry about trying to get a hold of any of these. And let's go ahead and mute again. So Christopher Macklin, doctor, is a paranormal conduit, medical intuitive, and a healer, an author, and a spiritual global messenger. He presents fascinating insights to his work in the realms of spirituality, health and wellness, alien connection, angels, divination, paranormal, world conspiracies, COVID-19, our beautiful corona, waking up our crown, manufactured diseases like Lyme, HIV, Agent Orange, Morgellons, and more. So he's a medical intuitive and a healer, and I think that's the same thing over. No, it's a little bit different. And as a powerful channeling medium and healer from England who utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated through divine knowledge from God and the spirit world to help people recover from all types of illness. Christopher is able to heal many people simultaneously with the help of God's angelic light beings who work with Christopher to rebalance the body's energy field by clearing chakra points and cleansing the body's meridian field by removing blockages and negative energies. He's a Melchizedek being who has volunteered to come down to earth to teach and heal using Sananda energy from the ultimate dimension. Today, Christopher provides healing that address a spectrum of physical and mental and emotional issues, and he teaches people about their divine sovereignty and divine alignment and the divine plan. These are the big questions right now. He's an interfaith minister with the Esoteric Church and has a PhD in metaphysics and physiology. And I want to quickly share with you that he is offering you there. He does free weekly global meditation groups, healings, and you're welcome to participate to help with any of these or other spiritual, physical, or emotional illnesses. And we've got all the links for you at Bliss Life Global Healing. And if you want, you can always check out Christopher's work, and it's globalenlightenmentproject.com. I think I got that right. So, thank you so much, Christopher. Let's see, you're muted.
Yay, we did it.
Yay. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I know you're so busy. You're like sandwiched just in between two healings today.
I know, yeah. And we've actually got a thing this afternoon. It's just called Sacred Space Show, and we're talking about the Pyramid Project we're doing, which is huge. So we're really excited about that. There's a lot going on. It never stops. It's my day off or not. So it's just what it is.
Yeah. Well, great. So why don't you share a little bit about, I know that you have your ministries, you've been doing a lot of healing work for people around the world for many, many years, and you've got some new projects. So tell us a little bit about how the new year and the new energies have shifted the focus of your work a little.
Yeah, we're really focusing on things like Morgellons and COVID-19. I'm sick of the name of it, actually, but COVID-19, the weaponized thing. Because there's corona, there's a couple of things going on. Coronavirus is just the flu, as you probably recognize now. Mm-hmm. And it's just a hijack of the whole planet. So, oh, you got corona. Oh, they changed it to COVID. Well, what's that? Well, you know, it's difficult to ascertain the name they're trying to use, but I see two. One is really bad flu, been around for 30 years. It's got the, the corona kind of shape to it. And it's actually in herpes. It's in many strains of flu. So it's just nonsense. And by the way, the test only works about 5%. It's just finding antibodies for a coronavirus. If you've got herpes, they'll probably find the antibodies. If you've had a flu in the last 5 years, oh, you've got the antibodies. So, you know, to me, and the weaponized system, if you put a mask on, forget it. It's nanotechnology. So it's sprayed and, you know, it'll just sink through the skin. So it goes to the skin, it's nanotechnology bound with HIV microproteins, bound with SARS, bound with other stuff, and it blows up in the body depending on your RNA, DNA. If it's robust, it won't touch you, but if it's not, then it'll blow up. But it's my belief that, you know, America really hasn't got much of that going on. I think it's more the corona and the testing and putting the fear in people. And, you know, I think people have died of flu and all this other thing. But, you know, what's happened, I think, it's just a complete exercise to enlist control. It's just, you know, to me, it's just nuts. Yeah. But that's my opinion. Everyone else thinking, oh my God, you got to wear a mask. It's not going to do you much good, but that's okay. You know, to me, you're better off just staying outside of the show that's happening. Stay in your own sacred space, you know, be around the people who hold the space for you and just enjoy, you know, the ride and, you know, enjoy the time with the people, you know, it's really important. But if you go out in there, you know, you're going to allow yourself to be subjected to energies that you kind of don't really want, you know. So it's important to be in your sacred space. I always think it's like a theatre, you know. Sit in the back of the theatre, eat your popcorn, and allow the stuff to happen on the stage, and just don't worry about it because it's going to unfold in the way it's meant to be, you know. So,
yeah. So, what do you feel is this moment in terms of our spirituality, our transformation, our next step, you know?
Well, I think they're trying to really hijack us. I think what they're doing is, I don't know, again, you guys might know about this, you might not. Apologies if you know, but the main thing they're trying to do is get humanity connected to the internet as an asset. So what they're doing is the nanotechnology, it used to be particles, Morgellons particles, now it's called hydrogel. It's a liquid form of the particles. What it does is transmits through frequency. So you inject that vaccine and what will happen is you get on the internet, you know, your body's transmitting and receiving. That's where the 5G bit comes in. So what they're trying to do is get people as an asset and they can see what compounds in your body. So if you've got a certain compound, you're worth something, you know. And so it's almost like a harvesting sticky on the internet. And, you know, again, if they haven't made a vaccine for HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons, or coronavirus, how are they going to produce one in kind of 3 months? The answer is they're not. They're just making it up so that you can have a vaccine. Again, mentally legal to say, go consult your doctor or not. This is a common sense thing to me. I mean, you know what I mean? So they've had a lot of problem with vaccines, but they're trying as a control system, like Gates and on the rest of his merry crew. Again, not judging them, but don't do it on our, you know, I'm a citizen of America 2 years ago, and, you know, now I'm part of America. I don't want this to happen in America. It's like child trafficking, you know. It's difficult not to judge people, but not on our watch. You're not doing it on our watch. And, you know, we've actually got a ceremony on, I think it's the 17th, Saturday the 17th or 16th, where we're going to actually go through and, you know, we're going to get last time we had about 800 people. This time we're hoping to get 4,000 to do a ceremony to actually remove this stuff. Because I think, you know, when you look outside, it's kind of gone too far. No one or two people can do it. But if we all come together and bring the God realm, which is what we're meant to do, we're born here as star seeds, and, you know, we're here to bring the ethers down here and get stuff done. So it's really important, in my opinion, to do your work. But of course, star seeds get hijacked. They don't know what they're doing. They feel isolated. You know, we're trying to facilitate that by doing meetings and different things to get people, you know, part of a community. We're all involved. You know, it's not just about me. We're all involved.
Yeah. Well, someone asked to what's Morgellons. It's one of these very, very difficult illnesses to heal.
Worst, worst thing on the planet. It's basically Morgellons is what they do is, if you don't know about chemtrails, Morgellons particles are spread in chemtrails. So they're 10 to the minus 9 small. It's bound with the spirochete of Borrelia. So it's got Lyme disease in it. You know, Lyme disease is when the stuff replicates in your body, but it's in everyone's body. So why doesn't everyone get Lyme disease when it's in everyone's body, the spirochete? And the answer is because it's like HIV. You can have HIV, but you don't get AIDS. You can have Borrelia, but you don't get Lyme disease. Why is that? Well, because it depends on your DNA. If it's robust against it, you won't get it. If your DNA gets weak and damaged because of Agrobacterium, which is in kind of GMO foods, vaccines, then it allows it to replicate and it blows up in the body. You know, Borrelia Lyme, HIV AIDS, Agent Orange, more or less the same thing, slightly different. They do slightly different things to the body, but they do the same thing. They blow up the body. So, and we have a solution to it. We have a new protocol, which we developed about a year ago. I've worked on 130 people. It's a 20-week program. And what it actually does is go in the Akashic Records and one of the two Mercurial Zodiac beings can split your timeline. So what we do is split the now future timeline right now and, you know, split it in two. You go on a path of divine alignment, complete wellness, where all the stuff is at your body. And all the stuff, which is the nanoparticles and any spirochetes, you know, like HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons, and also any viral infection is split out the body in a timeline sun. So as time goes on, it gets split out. It's done amazing, you know. I've got doctors working with me in New York, you know, because there's no way to kill off the spirochetes. It's off-planet technology. So there's nothing here can touch it, you know. So very interesting.
Nice. Yeah. I work with frequency work and radionics and Rife, and there's a lot of things like that that you can do is if you're working with the energies and the frequencies, right, at the high level.
Yeah, the only problem is everything else is okay, but with spirochetes, with Borrelia and Lyme, Agent Orange and HIV, what happens is that the spirochetes, when you try and kill them off with energy, it will kill them off to a thing, but you get huge die-off. So they get like brain fog, which is neurotoxins damaging the brain and things like that. So it's a real issue. It's been designed so that you can't easily use energy. And we found another energy, I call it space-time continuum, Tachyon energy. And what it does is when you apply it to the body, it breaks down the molecular structure of the spirochetes. It's not Sparkies, by the way. Apparently, my accent, everyone thinks it's called Sparkies. It's spirochete, C-H-E-T-E. And it breaks them down to benign for the body with no die-off. So you don't get so much like brain fog and stuff like that. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. So tell us about the Global Enlightenment Project.
Yay! Well, we're trying, you know. Everyone's trying. But the Global Enlightenment Project, we developed it, you know, when I married Mandy, we wanted to change because we had Christopher Macklin Ministries, and it's not about me, but it is registered as a 501c3. It's a charity. So what we did is we made it a project of the Global Enlightenment Project. So the Global Enlightenment Project now is kind of taken over. Why do we do that? Well, basically, it's about enlightenment all over the world. What we're doing is we're going to build $100 billion project. It starts in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The money's there. You know, ask me, well, I don't have it, you know, but but we've got some top level bankers who, you know, really believe this stuff. So what we're doing is getting 20,000 acres. We're going to do meditation gardens. We're going to do restaurants. We're going to do, you know, all types of things, colonic, you name it, we'll have it there, everything, you know, Tai Chi. But the biggest thing is, it's going to house off planet pyramids. So what's happened is the pyramids are being built off planet, like the ones in Giza. They're not from this world. You know, they were built and brought down here. So these things are being built. They have been for the last many years. And it's coming next year, the first one will arrive. So what we're doing is we're putting, you know, there's three of them, 333 feet tall, 666 feet tall, and 999 feet tall. I can't tell you exactly where they are because the CIA do watches because they're worried about this project. Not worried about this project. They're pissed off about this project. I think it's probably a good word because what they're doing is they're going to be stargates. They're built of moldavite and they're going to really draw some energy down. So what we're doing is buying 20,000 acres, huge units, 2.5 times the size of Disney. And what we have to do is find out where we're going to locate them. The last one, the biggest one, will be on the ley line. Going through that property. The other ones will be on the Fibonacci curve to power it up, you know, so it'll be on a curve, smallest one, longest away, second, you know, next one next to it, and then the biggest one will be on the ley line. And in that way, it will power up the planet, you know, because it's going to produce huge energy. And they'll be there for healing as well. So you can imagine if these things just arrive like one morning, it's going to create an interesting, and I think it's good because, you know, the national media, of course, is all blah, 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 you know. And I think, you know, but it'll introduce like, what's these, what's that, you know, and it'll give you a chance to explain it before, oh, blimey, you know, we better shut it down. But I think it'll get in people's interest, and I think you'll get millions of people coming to see it because it's going to really help heal. You get inside those things, bang, you know, it'll really accelerate the healing. So they're very powerful. You know, we're talking to the people who are building them all the time, and they're getting closer. So the first one arrives next year. Can't tell you again that, if we tell you the date, you know, they do listen in. They're trying to find out where we're going to buy the land because they'll buy all the land around it, you know, because, yeah. Of course, the Illuminati people have got infinite money. So we're just being a little covert with it, but it's there.
Nice. I love it. Well, I've had the pleasure of actually being in Egypt several times, taking groups to, and we were inside the Great Pyramid for 4 hours, 2 days in a row, just us. Doing some incredible work. And like you said, and I live in Mexico in the Yucatan, and we work on a lot of the pyramids here, do a lot of work. So yeah, if you've had the pleasure of being anywhere near something of that, even as long as it's been here, the way they were designed, it's quite profound.
Oh yeah, it's huge, isn't it? It's huge.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow, that's amazing. Moldavite, too. Yummy.
Well, you know, we can prove they're built because there's not enough moldavite on this planet because they come from meteorites to build the thing. So, you know, they're definitely off-planet pyramids.
Yeah, yeah. They're from a meteor, right, moldavite?
Yeah, from meteors, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so tell us about divine healing, the idea of the divine plan, divine healing. Aligning with
well,
that.
You know, the main thing as a facilitator of healing is to get you to back to your sovereign self. You know, we're not, you know, I'm not a guru, you know, I'm not, I can explain things and help people understand, but I don't believe in gurus and all this sort of stuff. The time for that is over, you know. It's all in here. It's all in everybody, you know, back to your sovereign self. So I'm really a facilitator to help you get in a good space and support you in getting that space. And then once you get in that space, and to me, divine healing is, the divine healing is doing different things, put in portals, we can, you know, remove entities, we can work on the intestines. A lot of people get intestinal issues because of entity attachments or emotion. Most things are caused by emotion. Look at blood sugar, pancreas gets paralyzed because of emotion, not producing insulin. So you eat, you get sugar spikes. The receptors on the brain get paralyzed because they get wonked because they don't see the insulin. So they tell the pancreas, hey, chill out, don't produce so much, so you get sugar spikes. Or they can get lazy, don't see the insulin, and so they tell it to produce more. So parathyroid, why do people get osteoporosis, osteopenia? Because the emotion bleeds into the parathyroid, paralyze it, you start leaching calcium, get to the bloodstream, deposits inside of kidneys, causing kidney stones, could deposit inside of arteries, along come fat cells, produce arterial blockages, and could deposit on the flap of the heart valve, so you get aortic, you know, like heart valve regurgitation, where it's not closing properly. You know, there's so many causes affect cancer, easy to get rid of if you understand how it works. Primary emotion, vibration drops, pathogenic infection, mutate the cells, turn into tumors. So the tumor's saying, hey, I'm here and you better pay attention because if not, your body's off balance, it'll pay attention to you. But the tumor is not the cause, it's just a symptom of the cause, you know, which is primary, secondary cause, pathogenic infection. So many people have infections. We live in a really crazy world. And one of the biggest ones is Epstein-Barr. You know, it's so many people get a mono, Epstein-Barr, some strain of herpes, and it's just nuts, you know. But with that thing in our body, if your vibration drops, it will start mutating the cells, turning into tumors. You know, people get IBS and all this. No one can digest anything anymore. Why is that? Well, you know, have a look at this world. Hello, you know, we're ingesting kind of so many thousands of layers of emotion. I've had people at 70 say, well, you know, I've worked all my life on emotion. Okay, and then you work on it. Oh, my God, I feel so much better because, you know, if you go to a practitioner, they'll poke at one or two layers, bawl your eyes out next week, one or two layers. If you've got several thousand, it's going to take probably 10,000 years to get rid of it, and we kind of quite don't live that long. So So, you know, it's important to have a fast track method of releasing the emotion so you can get it out quickly. And I think that's one of the key instruments. You know, the Melchizedek beings go within the thousand layers. Okay, which is the biggest layer? Pull it out. Next biggest, pull it out. And that's the things that really affect you. Everything else, like, you know, if your dad said, no, no, get out of my sight, you know, okay, that's no big deal. But if big things happen, like, you know, divorce, or, you know, we've all been through divorce, or, you know, mum, dad dies, dog dies, different things happen, you know, people fall out with you, you know, you ingest that emotion, it's bigger stuff that's, you know, going to really affect you. And now we've got 2020, which is nuts. But people, you know, even well-evolved people, well-seasoned people are really still struggling with it, because it's kind of, you got to be joking, you know. You know, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah, I think that we thought that this would be the time when things would change and we'd immediately see the positive results instead of, oh, check out this craziness that's happening. And yet sort of the turning within, you know, that, like you said, stay in sacred space with yourself is an opportunity of one of the things here is to unplug from all of that and spend some of that time within. And so how can people tune out of the craziness so that their emotions don't make them sick and it doesn't drag their vibration down? Because it is all about your frequency and your state.
Yeah, you got to release a lot of emotion. I think getting your sacred space, just look at the joy around you. I mean, I thank God every day. And, you know, you look at the teachings of other things, you know, like the secret, whatever. Oh, get a pyramid, you know, get a stone and gratitude stone. And God, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I'm grateful. Blah, blah, blah. Right, we're done. You know, see you later. It doesn't work like that. You know, to me, gratitude is a way of life. You know, doing healing is a way of life. It's like today, it's my day off. Well, you know, I did some stuff this morning. I'm doing this. And we've got a, you know, we've got a thing at 3 o'clock where it's, you know, basically sacred space show and about the pyramid, going into big depth about it and talking about what's going on in the world. You know, it never really leaves you, because, and it's not a job, it's a way of life. But I think if you can get into that place, you know, to me, looking for your gifts, the divine plan, to me, the divine plan is your gift. If you can find your gift, you know, it's going to blow your pantaloons off. You know, I shouldn't have said that. I always say that. So someone wrote into it one day and said, well, how terrible and insulting to spiritually evolved men and women that you should mention pantaloons. Okay. So I wrote back and said, clearly my humor's not kind of quite correct for you. Sorry, and bless you, and love you. Bye, you know. But, you know, you just got to be authentic you. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. And I think, you know, if you can find that passion that really, you know, it might be cooking, you know, it might be sculpturing, it might be doing energy work, it might be doing, you know, working in food banks, you know, helping the homeless. Who knows? Whatever your passion is, you know, animals, you know, loads of people love animals. I've worked on animals a lot, you know, race horses, you know, it's, you know, I love horses. They're a real passion for me. But, you know, the real passion is getting people back and seeing the change in them. Oh, wow, you know, because we had a girl yesterday, you know, we had, you know, the lady in the office been off, you know, just give you an example. And we had 450 emails, and of course, and one lady, she overpaid in PayPal for, you know, a one-to-one healing session. And it was $30 difference, and we didn't get back to in 2 hours, so she got really upset. And, well, you know, you guys are ignoring me. Oh, my God, and the next day, well, I'm disgusted, and gave us a one. I mean, it's a day, you know. It's okay, but you know, people are so angsty, and, you know, to me, you've got to take a step back, you know, release it all, let go of what's going on the outside. And just enjoy your life, because it could be incredible. I've found, actually, since we started cooking, I don't want to go out, because our cooking's way better.
Yeah.
You know, and you're eating this food, it's got love in it, you know, it feels amazing. And you go out, it's blah, it's like deep fried gunge. I don't want this anymore, you know. So we don't go out much now, because I don't want to. I want to eat our own food, because, you know, because it tastes amazing. So it's had some real positive effects, I think, this time. A lot of positive effects.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's given people an opportunity to be alone, to look within, to see whether that's not comfortable. And we're the same way. It really didn't change our life that much. But in February or March, we started eating really green and cooking all our food and growing some of it too. And yeah, and I don't mind eating out anymore either.
Why would you bother? You know, you don't want manufactured guns. You know, you just want to have this amazing stuff that's come out your garden. Like, yay, you know. And, you know, I think it has had a big positive. I think the biggest thing is switching off the news, because it's all, you know, again, I'm not any political supporter whatsoever. I just think there's people who are doing good and people who are doing bad. Are they amazing? Not really. But I think that, you know, to me, you know, forget about who gets in or whatever. Focus on what we can do, you know, as a collective, you know, starseed family, because we can do a lot. You know, if you ask God to intervene, we've done two of those ceremonies up to now, and we ran it as a ritual, a God ritual for 120 days. So reinstated, 3 o'clock Central Time Monday, for 120 days every day. And my goodness, it was powerful. You know, the people online, like, wow, they felt the power of it, because the more people get on, the more we're mustering up, you know, good stuff for the planet, you know, which is important.
Yeah. So someone asked here, Alice asked, why do the Illuminati not want the pyramids?
Oh, they don't want the pyramids. It's like this. It's actually, it sounds crazy. It's a cleansing exercise. When these pyramids come down, they're really powerful. They're going to help shift the planet to this new vibration. It's one of the key things. Because people go, oh, yeah, we're shifting it ourselves. And I heard some lady, you know, sadly the other day saying, well, you know, we're up to 54% in line. You got to be kidding. You know, it's nowhere near that. We're lucky to probably get about 2% at the moment of the planet that's really enlightened. I'm talking about really getting it. Yeah. I'm not talking about new age with ego. Rah, you know, I'm talking about surrendered, really, really getting up there. So we have to get it to 8.7% port shifts. One of the key instruments about these pyramids is that, you know, yeah, go inside, you get healing. But the main thing is it's going to inject so much energy in the ley lines, it's going to flush out all the Illuminati, satanic beings that try and block the ley lines. It's also going to raise the vibration of the planet. So it's going to create a duality. The people who are satanic and everything else will not survive that level of vibration. So, and the people who are really let go, or the people who are even moderate, will help them push to a higher vibration. So it's going to be pretty profound. That's why, you know, on the timeline, they do not want it to happen. So they're going to do their best to stop it. So we're kind of prepared for that, you know. And the Vatican's watching us. There's a lot of stuff happening. I see it all the time. But again, you know, I never fear it, because do what you like. You know, this is God stuff, and it's just going to happen. And as long as you hold the absolute faith, then you're infinitely protected. I mean, with the stuff I talk about and the things I do, you know, a lot of people have visits from the CIA and all. We've never had a visit. I know they listen to us, but we've never had a visit. And that's because I've got absolute faith. We're doing it, full stop, you know. And if you really believe that, you'll create that reality within your own thing, which will help the collective a bit, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, my understanding is, I've worked with pyramids a lot, and I used to research as best as you can. And there's actually pyramids all over the world. There's, they're underwater outside of Japan, Jamaica. You know, it wasn't just Egypt or, you know,
Belize. Oh, yeah,
Mexico.
It's all over. Belize.
And, yeah. And so they were all, my understanding is that they were all connected energetically, and they were creating a grid to keep our consciousness high.
Yeah.
As we kind of went into the dark ages, so to speak. So, will these new ones reactivate or connect to those other ones that still exist?
They will. The reason why the old ones, like the Giza ones, are not as powerful as used to be, because the ley lines shift. So the ley lines have moved, so they're not really on the ley line now. And these actually, they're engineering them so they can be moved in the future, because we know within the next 500 years, it's going to shift ley lines. So they're going to actually move them to a new place. They did say to you, say to me, yeah, gotta come back then. Oh, not again. I kind of told them, look, when I pass, I want a bit of time with champagne with God and chill out. I don't really want to come back here too quick. I mean, I love it down here. I always tell people, you know, we're all stars, so you get in God's queue, and God said, well, I want volunteers. I'll do it, you know. And so, yay. And then you get down here. Oh my God, what was I thinking? You know, but actually it can be amazing, or it can be really kind of a challenge, you know. And it depends, I think, you know, how you evolve. You know, when in my early years, I used to have a challenge, because I hated working for corporate stuff, and I don't like the word hate, but detested it. You know, working for corporations, didn't fit in, saw stuff, what am I doing, you know, saw things in the sky, could do healings but didn't really understand it. And I think the bankruptcy really helped me with that, because God said, right, 2x4, you know, this is your life. It all falls apart. And what an amazing gift. Didn't seem like it at the time, though. I sit and imagine, oh my God, I haven't even got money for food. I worked for 21 years. This is not funny, you know. And I remember saying, well, it's the right time. What do you mean it's the right time? It's the right time. You'll see. And I did see, but it took me a while. So, because you think I worked all that time, all money gone, marriage collapsed, everything collapsed. And I'm sitting in the middle of Manchester on my own with two kind of Walmart bags and nothing else, with a few clothes in it. No food, no nothing. It was amazing, you know, because, but it did make me surrender in terms of, you know, if you're not in debt, I mean, I was in, you know, millions of pounds worth of debt because I owned these things that hadn't been built yet, whatever. And it wiped all the debt out. And it was very liberating, actually. And that's why I've got a big issue about debt now. I like credit cards. I don't use credit cards. I use them for the ministry to buy things. We always make sure I pay them off exactly, you know, at the end of the month, pay them off. And if I can't afford it, we don't afford it. But I think, you know, to me, you know, finding your passion is key, you know, because you get excited about stuff. I mean, I work 4 days a week at the moment, you know, 12-hour days. I work, well, I don't. I work Wednesdays as well because we have stuff to do. Working today, you know, it's supposed to be a day off. But you know, it is a way of life and I enjoy it. So it gives you passion, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or you can sit back, watch the TV and do nothing and, you know, what are we doing then? And it's, you know, you need a purpose in life, I think. And then, you know, you get excited about it. But, you know, one of the things I would say, one thing I've learned about spiritual businesses, because people say, well, I need to make loads of money. You know, you need to surrender to it. You know, I built this ministry. I opened it, 2011, registered it as a 501c3. And I remember in the office, okay, build it, they'll come. Nothing happened. It's 6 months, nothing happened. I got this, well, get out there. It's within you. It's not the built within you. Oh, okay. So the first place I ever went to was Unity Church in St. Petersburg. Never been there before. Anyway, I told her, yeah, I'll come. And so we flew in. It was packed. Like, you know, people were banging the door. I want to be part of this. And they were getting all upset. So because, because of the limits of fire regulations, they had to lock the doors. It's crazy. And I think, why is everyone coming to see me? I mean, what have I got? I don't understand it, you know. But I think it's just, you know, everyone's got a gift. And, you know, I told God a long time, look, you do the sales, you do the bank account, not interested in that. I'm not interested in any of that. I'll just do the work. And as soon as I did that deal with God, you know, and it's like confirmation, it just happens, you know. Don't know how it happens. Well, I do. It's God intervention. But, you know, once you really surrender, never worry about money again, never worry about anything. Everything just flows. And, you know, we always have enough. I mean, this thing, it's not a small business. You know, we have a lot of staff. We turn over just over $1 million, about 1.2 million a year. It pays a lot of people. It pays a lot of stuff out. Just the thing I'm on here, you know, to stream on YouTube and all that stuff is about $10,000. You know, it's top equipment, but it's really robust and it allows me to do it with ease and, you know, stream things to you guys. And so, you know, always, again, don't ever shortchange yourself. If you have a spiritual business, you know, take a leap in faith, get the very best equipment because the stuff's going to work. If you buy cheap stuff, you know, it's always falling apart and it doesn't work. You have to cancel your things. You know, I always believe, and if you get frustrated by doing things like accounts, I pay our accountant loads of money. She does the accounts. I don't want to count money. I'm not interested in that. You know, I don't want to do the report, which is hundreds of pages long, you know, which is called It's pages long for the ministry, yeah, for the non-for-profit, you know. And just give it the accountant. They do a great job and, you know, give them some money and I can focus on healings. The IT guys, he comes in, fixes all the stuff. So I don't have to worry about anything. All you want to do is really focus on what's dear to you and the money's always flowing and things are always blessed, you know. And I think that's an important point because otherwise you ingest frustration over the things you don't really either want to do or can't do that well. So...
yeah, and that's a really good point. I've been in healing work for about 35 years, and I've had businesses longer than that, my own businesses. And, you know, the way that we're taught or conditioned to build a business, or if this was what you were meant to do, then everything would be easy, or you would be making a lot of money. And I done the same thing, a divorce and a bankruptcy and lost everything and suddenly was homeless and all the rest of it. So, and yes, in the end, it's a gift. And this year I died and almost died. And that was a huge gift. And during it wasn't fun. But at the time I was able to consciously realize in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of the breakdown, wow, this is an opportunity. Just surrender to it.
Yeah.
So I love that you explain it that way. And I think it's important. So I forget who it was. Someone asked, how do you know for certain as a starseed what you're supposed to be doing, what your passion is? Chayla.
I think what you got to do is, you know, I think what you got to do is get your vibration really high enough and surrender. Because what happens is, when you go to surrender, get your vibration up, you know, to the place where you're leaping out of bed in the morning, going, oh my God, oh, I feel incredible. And I always tell lies about this. The first thing I always say is, Mandy coffee. And then, oh my God, I feel incredible. Because my wife makes the best coffee. But truly, you know, when you're leaping out of bed, you've got a passion and you think, wow, I'm excited for the day. We're doing stuff. And I'm talking to you guys, Nan, and I'm talking, you know, I'm doing stuff this afternoon. It's just excited because, you know, it's kind of work, but it's not, you know, it's just a way of life, you know. And so, but I think, you know, to get your passion, what you got to do is get your vibration up. And then what happens is they start downloading things and then things just come like, hang on a minute, I feel like I'm meant to be doing something. It'll just be there. You know, when the downloads are just there, one thing I've learned about downloads, people say, well, I haven't downloaded anything yet. Oh, it's there. You're just not surrendering. Because when you surrender, things just become apparent. Like, hang on, I'm meant to be growing organic food for the community, or I'm meant to be doing chefing, or I'm meant to be doing energy work. You know, there's so many things we can do. When we build this project, you know, we're going to end up with 2,000-ish employees. I'm not going to manage them. You know, as a CEO, there's definitely be an infrastructure because it's too much. I just want to focus on the healing. But there's jobs for everybody. You know, there'll be money there to pay everybody. You know, you don't have to worry about money. There'll be places to live. You know, there'll be organic food. It's going to have its own farm. You know, it's going to have its own restaurants. It's going to do everything. So it'll be kind of self-contained. It's not a commune. It's just basically, you know, allows people to come and work if they want to, or if they want to go, it's okay. You know, I never want to think like a commune where you have to do your job and everything else and for food, and you have to get involved with the guru. And it's not nothing like that. It's just free will, come or don't, you know. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, so would you like to do a healing demo for us now?
Yeah, okay, bless you. Does everyone want healing? Yeah.
Does everyone want healing? Let's see. Should we take a list down?
Well, I'm not doing it. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's,
oh, no,
everyone's
no.
Like this. Yes, yes. We're ready. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I'll do a bit. Katrina said, if you have horses, I'm in. I don't have horses, but I love them. I love them, and I worked on it with a ranch. But anyway, we'll talk about that after. So we sit back and relax. I'll do a bit of healing. What we'll do is, let's just see what we want to do. Put you in a portal, remove remote viewers, then we'll comb the meridians. We'll give you energy. If you have spirochetes and nanta, just think about this. If you've got Lyme, HIV, Agent Orange, or Morgellons, or COVID, the weaponized one in your body, you're going to get tachy energy. It's very electrostatic. So, and if you know, and then what we'll do is we'll work a little bit on the kidneys, clear the intestines, detox the body, and do 9 heart shock releases. So let's sit back and relax. Don't forget, if you don't like the word God, use what you like. I only use God. It's a bit masculine, but you know, people know what God means. But what I mean by God is God, Goddess, prime creator of all it is. That's the definition I see of God. So let's sit back, relax. When we say, I am of God, I ground myself to the earth, and I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, what we'll do first is remove remote viewers. Now, these are cheeky blighters, as we call it in England, or cheeky monkeys here in America. They basically watch it by watching you from the fourth dimension. They connect the energy to you. So you feel kind of discombobulated, a butterfly in your stomach, or you feel as though someone's watching you. So I'm going to get the Mekuzdet beings to remove them. So when I say, dear God, I'm talking to the Mekuzdet beings. Dear God, for everyone on this call or listen in the future, I command that remove all remote viewers, infra levels wide, infra levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. All the beings involved with that manipulation, infra levels wide and high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. I'm going to bring them before you, God, for justice in only the way you know how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. Right, so we're going to put you in a portal. So what we're doing is, because there's a few people on this call, we're going to put you in a portal so you're in your own sacred space. So ultimate dimension 8 portals are around you, close it off. And he said, hey, God, come on, 27. Easter in Merkaba fields. I'm going to with the circle point in the center of the Merkaba fields. Bonding the portals to the Merkaba fields. Program the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, so we're going to move any entities. If you've got Anunnaki Draconian, they tend to sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders. So they're going to escort them out. So this is what McKeel's deck being. So they're going out now. You're going to feel a drawing sensation from your torso out for your tummy button. If you've got a snake being left to right shoulder, left to right hip, left to right breast, they do curl up in the breast, especially with ladies, and can block it so you can get, you know, pathogenic infection mutated. So you're going to feel like an unraveling of the, it's obviously a spirit here, but you can tell it's actually leaving. If you've got archons attached to you, they're interdimensional beings, float through dimensions, they attach to you, it's stuck energy attached to you, so let's remove them now and feel energy draw out. Now, if you've got Luciferians, these things are pretty tricky and snarly. So we're going to remove them now. They get very, kind of excited, so they can actually speak in a raspy voice through you, or they can contort the body a bit. So removing those now, I'm going to send them back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. Okay, so let's comb the meridian. So what we're doing is, you can get stuck energies in the meridian, so what we're doing is combing it out. So the McKeel's deck beings are going to take the hands down your body, so you're going to feel angelic hands go down your body or lighter within, so go from your crown, down your face, the back of your head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so we're going to, let me just check, do we test it? Okay, we're going to test how open your meridians are and reactivate them. So, what the McKeel's deck beings do is put their arm just above your crown, vertical barrier of energy, they're going to sweep it down. Now, the quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are, and it reactivates them. So if you pay attention, first, second, and third time, feel it, you know your meridians are really open, 8th, 10th, 15th, they're fairly closed. So head to toes, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, okay, last one. Right, you guys, without spirochetes and anti, remind you once more, spirochetes and anti are HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons, and COVID-19 weaponized. If you don't have those replicating your body, you're going to feel light, floaty, warm, tingly, really relaxed. It's pretty powerful from the ultimate dimension. You might get pretty spacey. I call it God's scotch. So it's going to get stronger. Right, you guys, with spirochetes and Niantic replicating your body, you're going to feel space-time continuum energy or tacking energy. It's very staticky, buzzy energy. So it starts off subtle. It's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger, and then it's going to plateau. Right, so I'm going to work on the liver and kidneys. Love, people have adrenal issues. That's because emotion bleeds into the adrenals. I'm going to do the thyroid and pituitary as well. So, and the liver that paralyzed because a lot of righteous anger, or if an entity is there, it'll paralyze it. So, they're going through adrenals now, going to clear them out. So feel tugging and pulling there. Now, if the liver's paralyzed, it's not processing your toxins. So what happens is you get kind of brain fog, head feels heavy sometimes. So we're going to take it up. We're going to revibrate it and start it to basically function properly and drain the toxins, especially out your brain. So liver's going up now. So head should start getting lighter and lighter. Liver's getting higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Head should be getting lighter and lighter. Higher and higher. OK, Okay, now it's getting to 100%. So it's going to keep working over the next 5 minutes. It'll keep clearing, so your head should be getting lighter and lighter. Let's do a little bit of work on the thyroid, parathyroid. So they're going in now. They're going to clear emotion again. This is only a short demonstration. So you're going to feel a lot of tugging, pulling as they clear the emotion, especially out of the thyroid and the parathyroid. So feel tugging, pulling there. I want to work on the intestine. So stomach, loads of people have intestinal issues. That's because emotion bleeds into their intestine. So if it paralyzes it, as the food goes down, it starts to slow up, backs up, burns holes in the intestinal lining, gets worse, becomes pockets in the intestinal lining called diverticulitis. And if you're not ingesting your food, of course, because it's in the wrong place and it's fermenting in the wrong place. So they're going in now. So they're going to work on diverticulitis, if you have it, tugging and pulling there. They're going to clear the food out of the pockets and paste this very thick energy called celestial goo to make the pockets stronger so they pull back in. If you've got a leaky gut, they're going to paste less glue over the holes in the intestinal lining. It'll basically close off and rebuild the intestinal lining. They're going to clear any stuck energy in the lower intestine. So you're going to feel movement in the lower intestine. It'll clear the meridians out. Now you're going to feel a pressure in the colon. It feels like wanting to go to the toilet slightly. They're pulling toxins out of the colon. Just be warned that when they do this, most people have a big old elimination in about an hour. In England, they call it putting you in the poo. So, right, if you've got hemorrhoids in the rectum, it's either caused by straining yourself, but most of it actually is neurotoxins. It's just varicose veins in the rectum. So they bulge out, of course, when you go to the toilet, burst. So apologies, this feels strange. If you've got hemorrhoids, they're going in now, you're going to feel cool pasting wrapping. They're going to paste that stress glue that rebuilds tissue. Whatever it touches, it rebuilds tissue with the same DNA. And you're going to feel movement in there. And they're going to work on the gallbladder. If the gallbladder gets paralyzed, bile gets too thick, go down the bile duct, goes hard, backs up, and hard bits of bile called gallstones. So they're going to break those down and clear the meridian structure of the gallbladder. Right, so we're going to detox your body. So how do we do that? Well, you're in a portal. So what we're doing is heavy metals and toxins, we're switching them out of this time to a different time in the body and drawing them out to space. Drawing them out the body, time, space, continuum switching. So, 10 seconds now, I should feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation. Now, people say this is freaky. Well, nah, it's normal. Freaky is the new normal. So, you should feel that cool breeze. It's going to get stronger. Then it's going to plateau. Stronger again. Then it should plateau. Okay, stronger again. Then it should plateau. Right, we're going to do 9 heart shock releases. Before that, I'm going to break any soul ties. People talk about cause, blah, blah. It's basically, you know, if you have sex with somebody, get close to them, it's important to break those energetic links because they're connected to them. So, of course, if you want to move on, new relationship or new time, you're feeding those people all the time. So I'm just going to break any soul ties. So, Makil, that being's going to do this. So, okay, dear God, I grab all the soul ties from each person on this call list in the future. And anybody who isn't for that person's highest good, we're going to break them now. Command you bring the fractured soul back. Cleanse them, put them back in their body now. Thank you, God, sending your goodness, love, so be it. You should feel a shift in your chest, maybe a few tears. So what I'm going to do is, don't forget, several thousand layers around your heart, we've all got it, you know. Sometimes I have one-to-one sessions and people say, oh my God, how do you know I've got so much emotion? Well, we've all got it, you know. Come on. So they're going in now. So several thousand layers, they're looking for your biggest layer affecting you right now. So they go in, pull that out. So as they pull it out, you're going to feel a tightness depending on where the emotion affects the body. It can be either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder, or neck. It can move around with each layer depending on where the emotion affects it. And obviously the intensity can change. Okay, they're going in now, so they're pulling out. So the first layer should start to get tight somewhere like we spoke. Can be in the head or legs, but it's more unusual. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Breathe it out when it releases from your chest. Second one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Third one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Fourth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Fifth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Sixth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Seventh one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Eighth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Okay, last one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Breathe it out when it releases. Don't forget, you may get a response with this. 9 layers is quite a lot. When I do one-to-one specialized groups, I do up to 54, 81, 172. That's a huge amount. You have to really speak to the people. So 9 is just a safe bet, but it's still a lot more than just going to one-to-one with practitioner and poke it at one layer. So you may get a reaction 2 hours time next day, like end up bawling your eyes out, or might get a little bit of bout of diarrhea or something, and that's okay. So, okay, let me put protection around it. Okay, dear God, I command that we create a sphere of ultimate prevention unconditional love around each and every person on this call, listen in the future, and their Merkabah field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, send you unconditional love, so be it. So I hope you'll enjoy that. Or maybe you thought it sucked. Who knows?
I don't think anyone can talk or think yet.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Oh, no. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I want to go lay down now.
Can I bring something up? Someone mentioned holographic inserts. Could I bring them up? Is that okay?
Yes, please. Yes.
I'm going to give you a little story. So, I go for citizenship in America. So, yeah, we're going through all this process. Oh, you've got to have a medical. Okay. So we turn up this weirdo doctor. I mean, he's really strange. Again, I'm not judging him. He just acted. It was an observation. Yeah, weird, but that's okay. So anyway, he sat there. He goes, well, Homeland Security, I've got to ask you 5 questions. I said, okay. So one of the questions was, he said, I've got to look at your response. And this, I knew exactly what he's talking about, but I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute. He said, have you ever been in a shopping mall and you felt surreal, people didn't communicate with you properly, and you didn't feel as though you were there? Pardon? He goes, well, clearly not, I'll put a no. Well, actually, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And he's talking about holographic inserts. So what happens, someone mentioned holographic inserts. Yeah. So what happens with holographic inserts is Walmart uses technology all the time. And I remember going to our Walmart. So I walked in. I don't go in there anymore, by the way. I've repented myself. I never go in there at all now for the last probably 5 years. But
so I've repented. Agree. Mm-hmm.
I think I was saved by the McKillsdet beans. Who knows? But I think I saved myself, actually. But anyway, I remember going in several years ago, and I walked in. And, you know, when you get used to a shopping store, you know what's there. You know the colours. Well, this is strange. On the way in, there was no trolleys. And I said to this guy, oh, there's no trolley. There's no trolleys. Oh, okay. So I walked in, really weird color, weird lighting. On the right-hand side, they had Subway. The tables were always bolted down. They were missing. There was no bolt holes. So I was looking around, and everything was strange. Like, people weren't reacting right. So I asked, okay, is this a holographic? Well, yeah. Oh, so I walked out, removed it. So if you ever get in that situation, and you can tell because, again, another incident was I'd flew into Tampa, and I came out the airport, and again, really strange, got the rental car. It was 5 o'clock in Tampa, supposed to, you know, Florida's like really busy, supposed to be in a, you know, a traffic jam for 2 hours. There was no cars there. This is not feeling right. So I said, okay, yeah, well, you got it right again. Oh, okay, so I removed it. Drove down the road, masses of cars. Like, you know, we're in a, I thought, why did I remove it now? I should have waited till we got to St. Pete, but anyway. So they can work to your advantage, but if you ever get in one, you can tell because it's like, it's almost like going into a shopping mall and there's guys with grass skirts dancing. It's like bizarre, you know what I mean? What on earth is this nonsense? So what you got to do is, if you ever get that, ground yourself. I am of God, I ground myself to earth. Dear God, I command that you remove this holographic insert right now from my life. Thank you, God. It will disappear, you know. And it's the same with holographic technology for things like the Twin Towers. All holographic, all a joke, you know. Well, it's not a joke. It was serious. But the stuff is just like, you've got to be kidding. People didn't realize that this is just, you know, made up by the government. But again, the planes were holographic. If you actually remove them while you're there, if you say, okay, dear God, I command that you remove these holographic inserts, it'll go. It'll disappear. So it's really key, you know. But it's funny that, you know, Homeland Security asked me that question. I thought, oh, okay, so you're talking about holographic inserts because they want to know what you know. You know what I mean? I should have said, yeah, and then I would have got a visit by the boys in black, whatever, who knows. And actually, yeah. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, so yeah, that's a trip that they're actually being that transparent now. They're like, what? I don't. What are you talking about? You're kind of strange. Are you sure you're from Homeland Security? Put it back on them and say, I'm not playing your game. So, well, what is the point of the holographic inserts?
Basically to manipulate for shopping, but also to make you feel insecure. It you know, any fear and any way they can put fear, it's like mask, put a mask on because it's going to do you lots of good, not, you know, oh, I said not. And the reason is because it's nanotechnology. It's not going to do a thing, you know, and it's just, all you're doing is ingesting, you know, if it gets moist there, you're going to get bacteria. You're going to ingest your own bacteria. People now go into hospital with, you know, loads of pulmonary lung issues, you know, with really bad infections because they're wearing masks all day. It's not good for you. I wouldn't wear a mask. You know, I went to our doctor and said, well, he said, well, what can I put down? I've got ADD, ADHD, schizophrenia, terrible anxiety. Oh, that'll do. Put them all down. Yeah, it's an exemption. So I've got an exemption, you know.
You have an exemption to not wear a mask?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that we're handing those out. I don't live in the U.S., so but wow, well, that's good to know. So anybody who's interested in that you can get an exemption. Wow.
Yeah, but you've got to persuade your doctor that you've got all this schizophrenia and blah blah blah, you know. And actually, I do have schizophrenia because I talk to being, I'm not for lies. I do have OCD. Ask Mandy, my wife, you know, because I have an issue when I buy things. You know, I found some pantaloons, talking about pantaloons. So I found them, they fit really good, they're so good. So 15 pairs done them. And then another 15. Now I've got up to 73 pairs. She goes, look, you're going to have to stop. The drawer's full, you know. And she goes, you've got pantaloons for the next 8 months, so you don't need any more. But I can't. There's something about me. I think it's probably because of being homeless that you think that it's not going to be available. So, yeah, buy the stuff, you know. It's like shirts. I like shirts like these. I got 60 pair of these. I mean, why do you need 60 pairs? But I don't know. It's just... But, you know, I think if it makes you feel comfortable. And other things I couldn't care less about. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just pantaloons and shirts. So
I love
it's good
it.
Fun. Who cares?
I love how you bring humor to all this stuff that, you know, most people would freak out about or feel scared about or feel, you know, intimidated by. And it's so important that we simply remember, okay, I'm walking through, you know, some kind of toxic gas, so to speak, but I am a divine being and I can ask for help and I can realign and not have this exterior fear and everything else affect me and drag my vibration down.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, if you have a laugh about it, because it's actually, if you think about it, You know, sadly, it's a manipulation, but it's a complete joke, you know. And what you got to do is get yourself out. I mean, it's just a joke, this mass thing, all the, you know, now there's hatred. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to tell you. So I put this thing, and don't forget, I'm not into politics at all. So, but I believe that the news is fake. So I put this thing, I'm going to try this on my Facebook. So personal page, put this thing that said, CNN, cream of bullshit soup with real fake news in. I thought, let's just try this. So they put it on. Oh my God. You said, people are unfriending me. You believe in Trump. You believe that, that. I said, but I never mentioned politics. I never mentioned Trump. I mean, then, you know, this is my true opinion, Trump. And I think he's doing great things in this, in terms of, you know, is he a great man? I'm going to address that in the future. In a minute, sorry. He's doing great things. If he's getting child trafficking taken care of, some of the thing, he's doing great work because, you know, this child trafficking goes so deep. It's not just about cages. I've dealt with these people. I've been in tears doing healing with them because they've had to eat their own fetus while it's alive. They aborted it. You name it, this stuff, it's there and it's not okay. So again, on my watch, you know, if he's doing something about that, he's doing a great job. Is he a great guy? No. And I always tell people, look, if you invite him to your house with Mandy there, he'd probably be looking at her breasts or something. And I'm not interested in it. So we don't want him having dinner with me. But as President of the United States and being absolute nuts, I think he's the right person right now. Am I into politics? Am I going to vote? Probably not, because it's a waste of time. It's all manufactured and made up anyway. But, you know, and that's my opinion. And then you look at the opposition, which is a lot of hatred and, you know, but, you know, who is perfect? And the answer is none of them. But if someone's doing something about the children, that's dear to me. And like I say, you know, I think it's the 17th or 16th. It's Saturday, either 16th, 17th, 3 p.m. We're doing that ritual, the God ritual and the ceremony too. And it's really powerful. It's bringing all the factions before God for justice, release them. Do it again, do it again. And then we're going to impose that for 120 days. So if anyone, it's free, become part of it. I've looked at the website. I'm just encouraging everybody, you know, if you really care about not religion, not, you know, politics, not nothing, just the manipulation of this planet. Big Pharma, you know, Gates trying to get us all on the internet, you know, you've got, you know, child trafficking, the deep state CIA, you name it, it's got it. We actually go through 14 or 15 different, you know, factions and bring them all before God, the people who are, you know, satanic and whatever. And the Vatican, you know, the Vatican's pretty satanic, you know. Yeah. People think, oh my God, it's not. You know, it's got Lucifer there. You know, they kids, they do satanic stuff. Think about, you know, and I'm going to give you an example. The Roman Empire is the Vatican. It's been around since Babylonian times. It's still controlled the planet. So you go for, think about this. So you go for communion. Okay, we're going to drink Jesus' blood and eat his flesh. Yeah. That sounds kind of a bit satanic to me, you know.
Sorry. yeah, right? Oh, my gosh.
You know, if Jesus was alive, look, get over yourselves. Why don't you get out there? And remember to me, go do something amazing. Don't start drinking my blood and eating my flesh. It's not a good idea. But, you know, if you think about it, you know, we looked at the creed. It's called the New Creed. And they'll say, oh, it's Jesus' agreement between God and Jesus. Nah, bullshit. What it is if you look further, it goes back to sacrifice. You sacrifice yourself. You sacrifice things around you, which goes back to the Mayans. We're all doing sacrificial rituals, and it's, in my opinion, not okay. But, you know, and I don't do them. So, you know, they've got all the churches in America and UK and everything else doing all the sacrificial stuff every week. Oh, wow, you know, it's just interesting, you know. And by the way, I'm not a Christian, but I do love Jesus' teachings. I'm not a Buddhist, but I love Buddha's teachings, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what it's all about. Get out of the, you know, dogma and just think about what they teach. Unconditional love, that's all it is, you know.
Yeah, and where is that in any of this other ritual and strange, you know, things that we've created? So, can you tell us, is it October 17th when you're having this ceremony?
Let me have a look, Nana. I've forgotten.
And it's, is it globalenlightenmentproject.org?
.com. Yeah. Okay, let me just have a look. Let me just get it up and I'll do the week. I want to give you the right date because, you know, everyone, you know, you're welcome to join. We're also going to have Laura Eisenhower. Week. Okay, that's better. Right, let me have a look. I'll give you the exact date. But it is 3 o'clock.
Eastern, yeah. I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's October the 17th on Saturday.
Okay, at 3 p.m. Eastern, and we'll make sure that you get in the email below this everywhere that you have a link to find Christopher, and I'm sure that'll be easy to find on the website as well, right?
Absolutely, you know, and don't forget, you know, we need everyone present. It's no use just sign up, say, oh, well, that'll do. We need everyone to do this ritual together. We say it together because in that way, it's going to be so powerful. It was last time. People go, oh my God. And when we came to the children bit, I really struggled with it. And, you know, but we went through it and people just felt the power because it is, you know, if you bring God and get God involved, like in a powerful way, it does stuff, you know, like big stuff, because this is the only way we're going to shift this planet. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. And like I said, we've got Laura Eisenhower. She's going to be a participant as well, as, you know, so we're going to, you know, it's going to be great. Really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. So I just wanted to, Katrina said incredible, and CL said thank you, that was lovely. And Sandy said, each time I'm part of your weekly healing, the releases become more intense and moving into new areas. Yay. You facilitate tremendous releases and renewal of energy, Christopher. Thank you always so much, and today's healing moved me to another depth of release and healing.
Yay,
fantastic. And Chella said, thank you for the information. Vanessa said, you can get exemptions to your mask in Canada, just download from your city that you live in. And Sandy said, your humor always conveys the divine in ways that we need to hear. So beautiful and always wonderful to be present. And Marianne said, thank you. And someone says, Katrina says, I smell coffee now and then and I don't drink it. It comes from a staticky energy. Could it be a spirit guide?
No, it's probably the coffee I've got in here. When you're in the portal, we're spreading you with the coffee of Monday. You know?
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Monday's coffee is great. So, you know, at least it's not the blood of Jesus. It's coffee. But, you know, one thing I want to point out, if you don't mind as well, is that, you know, people have this idea that if you're super spiritual, you've got to be vegan, you can't eat this, you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't have sex, you can't, you know, well, hang on, we're in a third dimension world here. You know, Jesus was an old tippler. He used to convert water to wine and tipple himself, you know. So I always believe what's good for him is good for us. You've got to have fun down here. You've got to let go a bit. You know, I think people get so uptight with this new age thing. You know, it's just about surrender. Just have some fun, you know. You know, look after your body, of course, but you can have a donut now and again. It's okay, you know. I had one today. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Shh, don't tell Mandy. But I had a jammy donut. It's full of gunge, but that's okay. If you have it once a week, it's okay. You know what I mean? You know, you just got to have some fun because, by God, you know, this 2020, you know, and people say now, you know, next year, oh God, we'll have another 2020. You know, everyone's mentioned 2020. It's been a difficult year, but I've actually loved it because it didn't change my life whatsoever. It's just that I'm now doing more online shopping than ever because I'm not prepared to go in shops and be judged. You know, it's like the leper and all this sort of thing. You know, they treat you like a leper. Oh God, he's not wearing a mask. Oh, hang on a sec. I did have a shower this morning. You know, it's like, what's this about? You know, and it's sad because it really is creating separation. I feel sad for it. Honestly, no, and I feel sad for it because, you know, and it's creating that you can't hug people. You know, what are they doing? But it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, and if like somebody said, you know, your message about, you know, don't be fearful and, you know, allowing yourself to, I always look for what's the gift in this. My daughter who died said, look for the diamond inside of any opportunity. Every situation is an opportunity. So for me, I looked at, you know, the opportunity to spend more time within. I have somebody that does my shopping for me and I get to stay home and, you know, be with my honey bunny instead of going into Walmart and getting all the crazy energy. So,
well, that's the thing. And, you know, we have, I mean, it sounds daft, but, you know, I've got a cleaner who does the cleaning for the ministry and home because I honestly, it might sound crazy. I don't have time. You know, you get up in the morning, you're straight to work, you're doing stuff, you're answering people, you know. We work on several thousand people a week, you know, including the generic groups, you know, and it's all, and we get a lot of emails, like 300 or 400 a day, and it's, you know, you get answers, you have to do this and that, you know, it's a way of life. So, you know, the last thing I want to be doing is worry about cleaning. And, you know, we've also got a nurse aide who looks after Belle because she's autistic. Yeah. And, you know, we have her and she does also a bit of cleaning and doing stuff. You know, you need the help, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they're always there. So if you need something at the shop, I can't go to the shop, you know, today because I'm doing stuff. And so, you know, if someone will go into the shop for me and get something, that's great. You know, it becomes like a community and a way of life. People help you and you're helping people. It's an energy thing going on.
Yeah.
So all you have to do, like I say, is focus on your stuff. Don't do any IT. I can do all the IT stuff if I want to, but I don't want to sit there and mess about with daft computers when I can do amazing things with God. You know, let Dan, you know, Dan's our IT man. He comes in and he just gets on with it and he does the stuff and disappears. And, you know, while I'm on, you know, doing the healings, and I much prefer that, you know.
Yeah. I love that perspective. I'm an American, but I grew up in Brussels and London. Then I went to college in the US and now I live overseas and I really see the difference. You know, I had a client from somewhere in Africa once and she said that there, if you can afford it, it is your duty to the community to hire people to help you. And I can tell here the people that I hire, especially during this pandemic, it's been almost their entire income to support their family. The fact that I have them do the shopping for me and so on. And so it's something I've seen in America. You know, we started the country and we're like, screw all you people and landlords. We're not going to do that. We don't want a class system. And there's a misunderstanding that when you hire someone to clean or do something you don't want to do, it's not that you're forcing them to do something horrible, that you're giving them an opportunity, like you said, to be a part of the community, to support your work, and they're doing it because they want to. And oh, yeah, Lynn says it helps someone else get a job. Yeah, you know, so.
Well, you know, our nurse aide, Andy, we've known her, you know, but she's been with Belle for about 6 years, 5 years, I think. And, you know, Belle loves her. She's like a grandma to her, and she doesn't have a grandma that's interested. So, you know, Andy, you know, she's an amazing person, but she's been through, like, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, and we look after her, you know. I remember when her heating and cooling went out, and it cost her $9,000. I knew she didn't have the money, so I gave her half of it. I drew cash out of my own bank account, my own savings, because it's just money. It doesn't, you know, be, oh, my God, I'm going to give her $4,500. Why not? Should have seen, you know, the joy of the smile that he goes, she goes, why would you do that for me? I said, because we love you, for heaven's sake. Get over yourself. Here, you know. And she went and paid for it, you know. But it brought tears to my eyes, the fact that, you can do things like that for people because you have the ability. And this woman said, no one's ever done anything. She's one of these people who is a carer. She was brought in this world to do. And she said, it's my gift. I do caring. I thought, wow. So, and just to give her that $4,500, well, there you go. I said, I can't pay the whole $9,000, but I can certainly give you $4,500 towards it. And that transfer, the joy about that, just seeing the look on her face, like, why would you guys do that for me? Because we love you, for heaven's sake. You know, I mean, bless her heart. You know, it's just amazing. You know, we do things for people. I really look after the people. I think it's really important, you know.
Thank you so much. Wow. So, well, we're going to have to wrap up now. I know you've got other stuff to do today and I'm really
enjoying this.
So, I mean, it's just been incredible you sharing your gifts and your humor and your beautiful energy and doing that healing for us. And what would you like to share as we close?
Yeah, just keep, you know, I think, you know, the key, I'm not going to call it success, the key to an amazing, like, blessed life, divine alignment is just getting in space and, you know, doing your gifts and really stepping out. You know, one thing I want to really quickly share is when I first opened the ministry, I had $900 in it. And, you know, it took a few months to get that. And I had to buy, a projector, like a projector to do slides and things. Mm. And, you know, I knew I'd have to buy one so I said, okay, God, look, this is your projector. It's to get the information out, your information. So you provide the money. So, you know, okay. And I thought, well, hang on a minute. I've only got $900. Shall I buy it or not? Oh, hang on a minute. I'm just going in fiat. Let's just buy it. So I went out, bought it, nothing in the bank account. Within 3 days, that money was back in. So, you know, it is a leap of faith, not worrying about, people worry about money, you know, don't even worry about anything. You know, surrender is actually complete surrender. You know, your life's amazing. Everything's flowing, because as soon as you say, oh my God, I can't pay the bill, oh, well, hang on, I mean, I've just had the check for, you know, and it's gone, and I've seen that, you know, so complete surrender means you'll always have enough, you'll never be a millionaire, you know, people keep saying, like, we turn over, you know, a lot of money, but it's not my money, you know, it's paying people, you know what I mean, so, you know, don't ever think we're rich out of this, because we're not, but, you know, but what a blessing, here's Mandy, by the way, come here, she can't hide, you know.
Yeah, you can't. I saw you come in.
Yay! It's Monday. She's making some coffee.
We heard about your coffee.
No, you know, I'm just encouraging everyone because it's so important. And, you know, I feel saddened when I see people, you know, blah, 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 you know, they get all riled up. And, you know, when I got here, I hated money, hated it, you know, with a passion because I'd just gone bankrupt and don't want to. So I was getting like, you know, well, here's a lettuce for a healing session, here's a tomato. And, you know, I'm going to get into trouble with this because I can't pay any electric, gas, whatever, you know. And so I sat down with this pastor. She was the Unity pastor in Branson. So she said, well, get over yourself. She goes, can you pay your haircut with a tomato? No. Can you go the electric bill and pay that with a lettuce? No. So what can you pay with? Money. She goes, so it's just energy. So why are you so worried? And I sat back and thought, yeah, you're right. It is just energy. And I think it's what you do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of Christmas ago, we put $2,600 out of the ministry into the electric company. It's a cooperative, so it's a non-for-profit. And the supervisor, you know, just said, look, you know, share it amongst whoever needs it, you know. So she phoned me up and goes, you've had my whole department in tears. I said, why is that? She goes, well, there was a lady and she had cancer. And of course, she doesn't believe in healing, but she had cancer. She could pay two out of the three things. One is food, one is electric, and one is pills. And we bridged the gap for her. And the, you know, the whole department in tears, like, wow, you know. And it was only $200 for heaven's sake, at the money, you know. And she was just like, you know, so grateful. So, you know, the smallest actions that you do, you know, it makes a difference. You know what I mean? And never worry about, you know, if you put the money out, it will come back. You know, it really does.
Yeah, wonderful. And such a powerful message because I spent about 8 or 9 years going really deep into the energy of money because I had made it and I'd lose it and I'd make it and I'd lose it. And I just kept playing that game. And I finally decided, well, what's this? And like you said, it's energy, but it depends on that energy that you're carrying and guilt from your family or that you're not good enough to have it or you're not good with money. Or if you're a girl and you make money, men won't want you. I actually had clients who were told that when they were growing up. So,
oh, no. Are you kidding? You know, my father said when I got here, he goes, you've got to do a 5-year cash flow forecast.
Yeah.
What? You know, a 5-year cash flow. I said, Daddy can't cash flow God. It just kind of happens. I'll tell you what's interesting. Lately, our bank think we're amazing because we always pay our bills on time. Everything's good. And it's always like, you know, okay, you know, and companies are going bankrupt here. And he said to me, he phoned me one day, well, tell me your secret, you know. I said, let me ask you a question first. He goes, yeah. I said, so you ask all these companies here for a 5-year cash flow forecast. He goes, yeah. I go, so how is it working right now? And he goes, well, it's not. And I said, so what are you doing about it? He goes, oh, we're taking day to day. I said, well, have you got any idea why our business is always okay and successful? I mean, it's not hugely successful, but you know, to me, success is just, well, it's not even success. It just happens. You know what I mean? It's just, and I said, do you know why ours is okay? And he goes, no. I said, because it's God stuff. It's got God behind it, you know. And I go, oh, I think you want me to come to the bank and lecture on like cash flow or something. Nothing to do with that. It's God stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling me.
Yeah. Thanks. I can't tell my other clients that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I know. But okay, I'll take that off you.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you, Norm. Thank you so much for having me. Yay. Thank you everyone for being on. It's wonderful to see everybody.
Yeah.
Love you all. Bless your heart. God bless. And let's try for the 17th. If everyone can get on, you know, it's like I say, we're hoping to get 5,000 people on. And
fantastic.
We're actually up in the Zoom. You know, it costs a lot of money to get five. Well, I don't know whether we'll get that many on. Who knows? But, you know, I'm just focusing on that because the more power behind it, you know, the more people who go through this ceremony with us, you know, the more powerful it is. And it's time to stop all this stuff. You know, it's not okay. You know, not that I, you know, do what you like, but, you know, like I say, I'm a citizen of America for, what, 2.5, 3 years? The 18th of May, not last year, not a year before last, was it? Yeah, so about 2 years I've been an American citizen. And I think, well, do what you like, but not on my watch. It's not okay, you know. It's time to tidy this act up all over the world, really. But So yay, bless you.
Yay. Well, then in this amazing breakdown, and this is why it's so powerful for you to gift your time, for people to come, for us to share this, to share information that re-empowers each of us, right? And not constantly handing our power over to the news or to the doctors or whatever.
Or even to New Age, but, you know, even to healers sometimes. People hand their power. I remember a lady, and she had a guru in India, so... And she paid him in the last 4 years tons of money, like $150,000. And I remember she said to me, you know, I got someone telling us, what's that? Well, I'm worried about this, like, guru in India. I said, yeah, what's happened? She said, well, I paid him some money. Okay, how much? I said, well, I don't want to say. Is it more than 20? Yeah. Is it more than 80? Yeah. How much is it? $150,000. And what's interesting is that she wanted to leave, and the guru wrote to her and said, you're going to have a cursed life if you leave me for the rest of your life. I thought, this is not okay. Yeah. So I did a ceremony and brought him before God and released it, cut all the cords with him, and he's never bothering, you know. But I thought that, you know, this, the day of the guru, in my opinion, is over, you know. I think it's, you know, it's about to come, you know. It's what you feel. You know, if you think I'm nonsense, that's okay. You know, if you think I'm great, that's... But it's got to be your decision. You can't be influenced, you know. I think gurus and all this teacher and, you know, we're finished with it, you know. It's just time for us to take our power back, you know. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for helping everyone with that. I've already got to have my calendar. Like, I'm coming to the Moldavite pyramids, man. I am all signed up for that. Oh man. So wonderful. Thank you, sweetie. Just real joyful pleasure.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for everyone for coming as well. It's such a pleasure. I mean, without you guys, we wouldn't do much. So, you know, I'm so excited to be, you know, be present. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. So we will make sure that everybody here gets Christopher's link for his website. We'll remind you about the free healings and also the October 17th. And make sure that you share this. So if you share this video or this series with other people, they're going to be able to connect with Christopher and our other people, and they're going to find that guru inside, right, Sandy, that within us. And it doesn't mean we don't want guidance or community, right, or camaraderie, or to go to somebody and say, I'm really confused about this. I thought this guru was going to be my salvation, and now I've handed all my money over. And well, you know, Christopher and I went bankrupt. You handed your money to a guru, whatever way it has to happen. or for us to get on the path again, and really do that, please. Look at everything happening in your life as an opportunity. Maybe it's going to make you stop doing something. Maybe it's going to make you refocus within. Maybe it's going to tune you into a call like this that gives you an answer or frees you from some heavy frequencies that you're carrying around. So many blessings to everybody. I just enjoyed this so much. I'm going to giggle through my whole day and hear your beautiful laugh, Christopher. So say hi to Mandy and thank you so much for the work you're doing.
I love you all. Thanks. God bless.
I'm blessed. Take care, everybody. Yeah, she's at ground. Lynn said she's at ground zero financially. I understand. I've been there many times, and I, like Christopher, I don't worry about that anymore. I just go, oh, okay, this is what's happening, and let me know what that means. What's the next thing for that? So, all right. Well, we're going to close this call and send our gratitude to all of you for taking time. And the thing this afternoon, Christopher, Lynn is asking, the sacred space, is that something people buy, or how do they get into it?
Yeah, it's $18. It's actually an hour and a half, 2 hours. We have asked for a donation for that because we get people who are really focused on the pyramid project. So, it actually starts in exactly half an hour.
So there you go.
Sacred Space Show. So.
And it's on globalenlightenmentproject.com. So you could go there right now if you want to join. And you do that how often?
We do it once a month, yeah.
Once a month. Okay. So this would be a great day to join in. And if people join that, is there a replay or do they need to be there live?
No, there'll be a replay. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So if you're busy in a half an hour, you could come back later tonight and tune in, because like Christopher was saying earlier, everything that we do, when you replay it, there's no time and space. So you just tune right back in, right?
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Take care. Many blessings. And I'll see you again on the next one. Namaste.